DW.
We're on board a Galapagos National Park Service ship where a tank is being filled with rat poison. A drone takes off and begins its flight over North Seymour Island, scattering bright turquoise bait laced with rat poison over the barren, rocky landscape. Christian Sevilla of Galapagos National Parks explains what the mission has achieved so far.
With drones, we've covered 96 hectares of the 178-hectare island, or over half of the island with this method. The remaining 80 hectares or so we'll have to finish today by hand.
The Pacific archipelago is famous for the unique species that inhabit its craggy shores and nowhere else on Earth. North Seymour Island is home to iguanas, frigate birds and sea lions. It's also a breeding site for a colony of swallow-tailed gulls, the only species of seagull that hunts at night. This colony is at particular risk from the rats that have invaded the Galapagos. The rodents have no natural predators here, so they've quickly become a plague that's ravished the delicate ecological balance here on these remote islands.
What we want is to finish off these rodents on the island so that they don't threaten the existence of endemic and native species.
This is why the National Park Rangers, with support from the environmental group Islands Conservation, are distributing rat poison across the islands. North Seymour and its tiny neighbour Mosquera should be rat-free within 2 years. The bigger volcanic islands will take longer to clear if the operation on the smaller islands proves successful. Victor Carrion, renaturing specialist at Islands Conservation, says it would have taken longer without the technology they have at hand.
This resource, the use of drones, optimizes both our personnel and economic resources.
The drones distribute the poison faster and over a wider area than would be possible by hand. The poison is designed to affect only rodents, not native gulls or lizards.
The bait is manufactured by Bell Labs, a firm in the United States, obviously with special requirements for the Galapagos, because we need to protect a greater number of species than in other places. Birds, for example, and reptiles like the iguana.
The drone lands back on the ship and is prepared for its next flight. Seymour North is to be sprinkled with 3,000 kilos of poison all in all. With the rats gone, the craggy islands will become a little greener, as not just gulls and iguanas, but also cactuses and other plants recover from the rodent plague. DW.